with Joanne. Hi, Joanne. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Oh, good afternoon, Dr. Wright. It's been about a year that I started experiencing symptoms of Meniere's disease.
Yes, ma'am.
With attacks of vertigo and nausea and everything, I found that my doctors really haven't given me any kind of help.
Well, here's why, ma'am. They don't read medical journals. I get so frustrated. You can tell about this. In the early 1950s, a professor from the Mayo Clinic published on how to clear up Meniere's disease.
Oh, wow.
Now, he did not use a patent medicine, so nobody pays any blinking attention. You're not going to get that information because we're only taught about patent medicines in the average medical school. But in the early 1950s, what did he do? He did something that you don't need to do, but bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
He gave people intravenous injections of histamine. Oh, my goodness, they're selling all these antihistamines out there. Why should I take histamine? Well, because it clears up Meniere's disease. That's one reason. He gave them intravenous injections of Meniere's disease, and their Meniere's disease came under control and in most cases went away, ma'am. Now,
oh, wow.
That was a follow-up on that same professor giving intravenous histamine to people with multiple sclerosis. I am not kidding you. That was published in 1941. His professor's name was Horton, by the way, if you're interested. And he helped people with multiple sclerosis, which are mostly women, unfortunately, because women get more autoimmune disease than men. He helped them get a lot better with nothing more than intravenous histamine. Okay. Well, if you check with your compounding pharmacy, do you guys make up histamine patches? Because that's where we're going.
Oh.
A really bright lady who had multiple sclerosis herself, her name's Elaine Delac, thank you, Elaine, went to one of the compounding pharmacies, and she says, let's try putting histamine in a patch because I read about this intravenous thing, or I heard about it, I forget which, and I want to try it. She, by the way, had multiple sclerosis. And so the compounding pharmacies managed to put the histamine into a patch so the patch could be put on and changed into another one every 12 hours. And what do you know? It really does help people with multiple sclerosis. I even participated in a research about that. Now, it doesn't cure it. I don't ever want to say it cures it. It doesn't. But it helps improve the multiple sclerosis. Now, those same histamine patches can be used in Meniere's disease, is where I'm going, ma'am. So call up your compounding pharmacy if you have one. If you don't...
Yeah, I have one in Snohomish, I think.
And ask them if they do histamine in patches as... copy the lady's name down as recommended by Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, Delac, D-E, capital L-I-C-K. Thank you, Elaine, for getting the pharmacies to do this. And if they don't do it out in Snohomish, the pharmacy that did it for Elaine is called Key Compounding Pharmacy, and they're in Federal Way. And they are an advertiser, advertiser in this program. So I'm not going to tell you it will totally cure it again, but I am going to tell you it definitely can make a significant difference, and sometimes it totally cures it if it's Meniere's.
Yeah, any relief. I mean, I was pretty much told by one specialist to just make the best of it, and then my general practitioner at least gave me Valium, or I can rest when I can sleep after I've had this attack and kind of sleep through it. And I'm having them about every week or week and a half.
Okay, well, get in touch with those compounding pharmacies, ma'am. And remember, you can tell them if they think this is crazy that this came from a Mayo Clinic professor by the name of Horton.
Oh, yeah, I wrote everything down. I'm armed. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You have a great day. Thank you so much, Dr. Wright.